Good day, hello, and welcome to episode 54 of This Week in Testing. My name's Simon Tomes, I'm the community lead here at Ministry of Testing. And it's the time of the week where we get to ask you this question: how has your week in testing been? So good opportunity in about 15 or so minutes to join us up on the stage, have a conversation about what you've been up to. What have you learned this week? What have you seen in the community that you'd like to call out and share? Or maybe there's someone in the community that you want to celebrate that's been doing some awesome things. The next hour is the time to do that. So this is recorded. So welcome to those who are listening to the recording of this. You can get access to this on ministryoftesting.com/podcasts, or you can find this on our YouTube channel. Just search for Ministry of Testing on YouTube. If you do join the stage today, please be mindful that we have a code of conduct, which is accessible on ministryoftesting.com. Look for the word conduct in the footer. You can get all the details there. Great. So let's jump on in. So I'm going to spend about 10 or so minutes sharing some things that we've been observing here at Ministry of Testing. And then there'll be an opportunity for people to come up on stage, ask some questions, share what they've been up to. And yeah, we can see where the conversation goes. So always a good one to start with, career growth. So there are still a number of folks out there who are open to work, and we have an initiative running at the moment where if you tag the Ministry of Testing LinkedIn page that you are open to work, we will repost to our network of 100,000 followers. So our network is your network. So please do continue to keep tagging us. So yeah, we've had a number of folks tag us over this week. So Danush Sai Reddy, Konstantin, Sachinsky, Keith H, Ravi Shankar, Leila Abbott, Emily O'Connor was tagging someone, a previous colleague, on their behalf, which is very cool, Emily. Thank you for doing that. And Subia Furkan as well. So if you go onto the Ministry of Testing LinkedIn page, do look at our previous posts where we've reposted these open to work requests and have a look at the profile of each of those posts. And if you are hiring right now or you think there might be an opportunity for that person, then yeah, please connect them with the right people. Let's help each other find some jobs, right? It's really important that we keep moving forward as an industry and supporting each other when it comes to changing jobs and moving jobs. So you might have spotted that AJ Wilson has joined us on stage. Hello, AJ. So AJ joins automatically as an administrator of this Ministry of Testing LinkedIn page. So she might be joining us on stage for a chit chat or might be just hanging out. But AJ is more than welcome to jump on in at any time, of course.
Yeah, it doesn't let you be sneaky.
There's no
LinkedIn.
There's no sneaky. Maybe we need to set up like separate profiles or something. There's like not AJ Wilson, and then you can appear in the audience. I don't know.
If you see a profile picture of Poirot, the Pink Panther, or Columbo, you know it's me.
Right, nice. You're giving it away now. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Cool. So let's continue, and then we can open it up to the rest of the audience. So there are a number of companies hiring at the moment. So we've got some job adverts on the Ministry of Testing jobs page. So if you head over to ministryoftesting.com, have a look in the footer. There's loads of links to some loads of really good stuff that's going on with the community. One of them is a link to the jobs board, and companies are completely up for and open to post job adverts on our jobs board. You know, this, we amplify those jobs in our weekly newsletter and in various other places as well. So we see that Squiz is hiring a QA engineer based in Poland. They're also hiring a senior quality engineer in Sydney in Australia. Plus I see we've got another ad for the LMAX group. They're looking for a test analyst in London in the UK. So do go check out the jobs board. Good stuff happening in the community. It was lovely to see some new voices introduce themselves on the introductions thread. So every quarter, we open up an introductions thread on the club. This is our forum. So where, you know, anyone who's interested in testing, identifies as a tester or is an engineer of some sort, and they want to hang out with other people who have an interest in testing, head on over to the club. Great place to introduce yourself, ask questions, share your knowledge and experience. So that's what Sylvia Sarnecki did. So they said hello on the introductions thread. So we start that every quarter. Even if you said hello before, it's kind of cool to come back every quarter and reintroduce yourself. Maybe your goals have changed. Maybe you've moved job, or maybe you're doing something else. Or maybe you're doing the same stuff, but you can just share that with the community. It's a lovely way to connect with people who've been in the community for a while, and also to those who are new to the community. So nice one, Sylvia, for saying hello. I saw that on the subject of communities that we recently put out another trends post. So we are putting lots of questions out to the community to find out like how things work in their workplace, what their take is on certain things that are happening in the testing industry. And we asked the question around communities of practice and, you know, how often do you meet as a community of practice? So there's some good information to share. Jesper Otterson wrote a really good piece on that. So do go check it out. If you head over to ministrytesting.com, look for the link in the header called Trends, and you can get access to all of those trends. As a professional member, you get access to all of our previous trends. So do go check it out. It was lovely to see Dan Billing say hello again to the community. So Dan, wonderful tester who's been part of the community for a while. He recently joined the Ministry of Testing Slack. So we have a Slack instance available for anyone who is a professional member of Ministry of Testing, and also and for anyone who has contributed in the past or will contribute as well in the future. So this could be some previous speakers at some of our events, such as Test Bash. They could be an article writer. They may have joined a panel discussion or an AMA. So folks are welcome to join our Ministry of Testing Slack. So it was lovely to see Dan Billing join and kind of share that he's getting good community vibes again and is kind of looking forward to get back into things. So yeah, welcome, Dan. It's good to hear from you. We got another meetup added the other day, the very first Glasgow meetup. It's happening on the 28th of August. Very cool. So thanks to Sirdar Yildiz for setting that one up and hosting. So do check out. We've got a whole load of meetups happening across the globe. And they keep growing. They keep on expanding across the globe, which is wonderful. You can find all of our meetups on our website, of course, so ministryoftesting.com/meetups. And we've recently overhauled the meetups page. So hopefully it's a bit more accessible. Things are a bit clearer on where these meetups exist and how often they're happening. So do go check them out. And also, if you're thinking, well, you know what, I want to set up a meetup in my local town, or I need to find one and get involved, then all of the volunteers who do set them up and run them are always looking for people to help out. So, you know, just get in touch with the organizers and say, look, how can I help? You know, can I help promote it? Can I help organize things on the day? Can I help find you some speakers or workshop people? Or can I help you find some sponsors? That's kind of how the meetup model works, and I very much encourage it. It's a great way from, you know, one angle is just feels good and the right thing to do. The other angle is it's really good for your CV or your resume. If you can say, you know, what volunteer work do you do? Well, I contribute to the testing community by helping organize this local meetup. It goes a long way, particularly if you're looking to move your career forward. You know, demonstrating leadership in the meetup space is very, very cool. We very much encourage it. And Ministry of Testing, we get you into a dedicated Slack discussion channel where we help each other out and we share ideas and support on how to move forward with your meetups. So do go check that out. What else is going on? Oh, I see we've got a couple of new collections have come through. So we have got all sorts of content on ministryoftesting.com. There's so much, right? From talks to articles to discussions to masterclasses to courses to on-demand courses, certificates. and I'm running out of breath because there's so many things. But we've recently put together a couple of collections to bring together that content to make it a bit more accessible for people to find. So we've done one on the Community's Guide to 99-Second Talk. So for those unfamiliar, a 99-Second Talk is a tradition here at Ministry Testing where at the end of one of our conferences, whether it's been an online test bash or a in-person test bash conference, we invite people up onto stage to do a talk for 99 seconds or up to 99 seconds. You can talk about anything. Maybe it's something that you've experienced during the conference. Maybe it's an idea you have that you want to share, or a question you want to pose to the audience. And we record all of these. And we have now collated all of those recordings into one collection. It's a great way to connect with people in the community. It's also a great way to spark quick, sharp, short ideas. So if you're thinking like you just need something to inspire you, do go check out the collection. It's called The Community's Guide to 99-Second Talks. Another collection is The Community's Guide to Cyprus. So we've got a lot of stuff on Cyprus. So if you want to know what Cyprus is, you want to understand how it helps, how to get started, who's it for, how can I see it in action? We've got some good demos of people using Cyprus. So yeah, again, check that one out. You can find the collections link in the footer of ministryoftesting.com. And if you search for the word Cyprus in that collection, you'll see the new Community's Guide to Cyprus. Okay, one more from me before we get to the audience. Every so often, we update an article that's called The Software Testing Test Ideas Hive Mind, which is a bit of a tongue twister, and it has an acronym STIM. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue like some of the other heuristic acronyms out there, but we thought we'd give it a go. And what we have done with this is we encourage the community to share a test idea in 5 words or less. And we thought this is a fun constraint to try and come up with a test idea in 5 words or less. And every so often, we come back to this post that's on the club. It's a massive list of ideas from the community, and then we bring it all together in this article. So we've recently reposted that on the club. So if you head over to club.ministryoftesting.com, you will see that there's a few more ideas coming through. Maybe I should read out a few of them because they're always like just kind of smart and clever, and they get you thinking about short, sharp test ideas to, you know, think of it like a set of heuristics to help you. So we've got what? Do it again, but offline. Delete what's just been deleted. Validate user login with emoji. Well, that's a good one. Try visiting restricted routes directly. Oh, nice one from Mirza. From Alexander, let your toddler take control. There you go. That's a good one. That's a good test idea with 5 words or less. So yeah, do get involved. I think you can get really creative on there. And then we check out this post and we then add it to this article. We put your name on it. We celebrate you for your contribution. So hopefully it's a bit of a low touch way to get stuck in, share your ideas and inspire some of the community. Okie dokie, I think it is time to bring up some of the audience. So yeah, just have a think about, like, how has your week been in testing? Is there something that's happened that you're up for sharing? Maybe it's something that you've learned this week. Maybe it's something that you tried out and the result was surprising. Maybe you solved a big challenge that you want to celebrate, like, you know, bring it on. We want to celebrate your wins with you. Or maybe there's someone in the community that you want to call out and say, hey, this person's doing brilliant stuff. So shout out to them. So yeah, I'm going to go on mute for a bit, grab a sip of my tea, and then we can get some folks up on stage. Isren, I see that Isren has put their hand up, so let's get them up on stage. Isren, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How is your week in testing?
Wonderful. Good afternoon, AJ. You know, I've been in search of a new job for some time now, and I just had this bit contract to run some performance testing on an e-commerce website. I had to brush up my skills on JMeter K6. And in that process, I learned about an easy way out, which is the Google Lighthouse. And I love it so much. I did some research on it, and I tried as much as possible to run the test. Within that process, was it just like on Wednesday, a friend sent me a link to apply for a job, and yesterday I got an invite. Today, in a few hours from now, I'll be going for the job interview. I had to go through the reviews, a job description, and I noticed what they want is an automation tester in Cypress. And as you mentioned Cypress, that also, you know, triggers my hands for me to raise up my hand. I've been going through my Cypress scripts, running some end-to-end tests on some of the applications I've done before, and learning more new things as in the chai, as using the assertions and so on and so forth. So that's just a bit rundown of my activity for the week. Thank you.
Wow, loving it. And yeah, many congrats. I mean, that's super exciting. You've got an interview later today. If you're okay sharing, how are you feeling about it? Is there any kind of prep that perhaps we could help you with today? Yeah, what do you think?
That's welcomed. We accept it. You know, I've been working all day since yesterday, watching some YouTube video on some interview sessions, strictly on Cypress. And the response I'm getting from the, you know, it's like an interviewer, an interviewee. You know, the response the interviewer is giving, it's really guiding me on how to respond to similar questions when asked.
Very cool. That sounds like that's super helpful, particularly as I feel that interviews can feel very high pressure and a very concentrated kind of sense of like, wow, got to perform, got to be on point, and yeah, lots of high pressure there. So yeah, I wish you the best of luck with that. And that's cool. And well, hopefully, as I mentioned, that collection, if you do have time to cram in having an exploration of that Cypress collection, maybe that will just spark something during your interview, or at least you could reference something that has been shared there, even if it's like not kind of full knowledge at the stage, if it's if you're just checking out that stuff on Cypress. But yeah, wish you the best of luck. I'd love to, yeah, love to know how it goes and what the actual process is like. So is it kind of question based? Is there also a test? How is it looking to work?
I believe it's going to be a question based, because if it's like, it should be like a live interview, unlike similar ones I've had where they will give me a link, and when I click the link, I will just, you know, start up with the test. Well, so based on the discussion I had on call with the HR, I believe it's going to be a live interview.
I got it. And what sort of, because I kind of feel whenever you're in an interview situation that it's kind of working both ways. So what sort of questions are you keen to ask the interviewer? What do you think would help you? What answers do you think you need to make sure it's the right fit for you?
Okay, and that is part of the thing I've been wrapping my mind around, because I know it's going to be a remote role, because most of the job I've been applying lately are remote, strictly remote. My question would be from in terms of tax, I'm an offshore worker, like I'm not in that same particular country, working, how will I get paid? What are the tax deductions and so on and so forth? So that's one. And the second question is, how would they rate me? What would be the what's the KPI for rating my performance in the job? How long will it take for me to get rated and so on and so forth?
Can I ask a quick question, Isaren? Interview that you have today, is it a technical stage of the interview, or what stage are you at? Is it the first stage?
Yeah.
This is just the first stage. If it's multiple stages, I would strongly recommend not asking about tax at this point. Wait until you've got further along in the process. The reason being, or email them separately, if you've got three people who work in the technical team interviewing you, that's not something they can answer. And you're taking away an opportunity for yourself to ask questions around things that you need to know in order to work in that team or department, if that makes sense.
This is noted. Thanks.
Yeah, good shout, AJ. It's always a tricky one, isn't it? To kind of, you know, at what point do you get to the nitty-gritty stuff, like when it comes to offer and negotiating salaries and all of that stuff. And I like your idea, AJ, there, to sort of start a bit wider and get a sense of like, oh, who might these, you know, what's the kind of vibe of this company and what are their goals, what are their ambitions? Where would they sort of currently rate themselves when it comes to their relationship with testing and quality engineering? What processes do they have in place? Mm. Who are key stakeholders? All of that kind of stuff. And I like your question, Isaren, about like how you are as an employee, how are you performance measured as well? Good question.
And one of the other things I do, if it does help, is with every interview, and I'll look for it if I'm interviewing them as well, is when at the end I get to ask my questions, I always make sure I give them an opportunity to tell me where I answered and it wasn't clear. And I explain to them, I lead the conversation by saying, I'm just conscious that there's different terminologies and acronyms in different companies. Is there a question you asked me that you felt I didn't give you enough information in the answer or I didn't elaborate enough and I can do that now? Because when people are taking notes when they interview you, they will specify if you elaborated enough or not. And it's a good opportunity for you to kind of rectify that in the moment. And they remember the fact that you were conscientious of making that communication and everything clear. I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, that helps a lot. But, you know, lately the interview sessions I've been having are time-based. Some are like 15 minutes. And it's like, even when you have the opportunity to ask the question, it's like they will just say, please, you don't worry, we'll get back to you. We have another candidate we need to interview right at the moment. Don't worry, we'll get back to you. Something like that.
That's unfortunate if that's how they're answering. They should make sure they give every candidate time and treat everyone as a human being and be conscious that everyone might have different needs. So hopefully they've planned effectively enough. I know probably 50% doesn't happen, but hopefully they've thought about the individuals and the people and tried to make sure that they are covered. So whatever your circumstances today, I hope it goes well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We wish you the best of luck. I think another question that comes to mind is a very open one, but can sometimes get people, the interviewer, revealing information that perhaps they hadn't, is if you ask them, what's a question I should have asked you that I didn't? And often when someone is the interviewer, they'll be like, okay, maybe you should have asked me about that thing. And then that may reveal kind of what's important to them. So like reveals what's on their mind when it comes to hiring. And then if you get to the next stage, you can take that information that they gave you to frame some more questions and kind of tailor how you respond to things as well based on that information. We wish you the best of luck, Isaren. Do check in again with us and let us know how you get on, if you're okay to do that with us. Ashutosh has been waiting patiently in the audience. We have a few folks as well, Manish and Divya Teja. But let's bring Ashutosh up onto stage. Ashutosh, welcome. How's your week in testing?
Hey, Simon. Hi, how are you? I'm good. My week has been great. Just to start off, this is Ashutosh reporting from Berlin. I'm still stuck with, I guess,
I love it.
Of Testing Planet.
I love it. So for folks unfamiliar, once a month, and we're on a bit of a break at the moment, next one's happening in September, we run an event called the Testing Planet, which is a half a day online session. And we have a news section. And Ashutosh has been one of our roving reporters based in Berlin. So we have a bit of fun playing around with our locations and where we're reporting from. So that's to give you a bit of a heads up for those unfamiliar. But yeah, Ashutosh over in Berlin.
Yes, Simon, it's raining here again.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
But yeah, to cheer myself up, I'm having some chocolate. It's the Ritterspott, which is like quite common in Deutschland here.
Very nice.
But yes, the good news is the MOT logo has changed. Woohoo! It vibes with the test planet. I'm loving it already. And So I think this is the first time that I've joined after the weekly started being recorded and being converted into a podcast. So it's a great privilege to hear myself again if I want to eventually in YouTube or something. And
that's great. Yeah, we absolutely encourage folks to come back to it. There's so much good stuff that the community share when they come up on stage. So yeah, definitely make the most of the recordings and kind of come back to them. So yeah, I think we've now got maybe, I might get my numbers wrong here without checking, maybe 10 or so episodes now available.
Yes, I had been. That makes me realize I had been absent from quite some weeks, I guess. But nevertheless, yes. So the next thing, big thing is obviously just, I guess, 40 days left for Test Bash 2024. Really excited about it. I hope everyone else is too. Apart from that, on the testing world, I wanted to report about, hey folks, everyone, testers around the world, keep your Selenium grids safe. I just read an article yesterday that people are hacking into Selenium grids and doing some crypto mining or something. And this was very strange. But yes, it's your job if you're creating a Selenium grid. Keep it behind a good firewall or behind a good network layer, which is, protecting it from the outside world. It's really important. Otherwise, it will be hacked and can be used in a different way. So though the Selenium people have updated the security, but these folks are basically doing it on the older versions, so 3.x versions of Selenium, and it is being called as Selenium greed. So greedy people.
Yeah, it's everything from 3.14 prior. So yes. Anything after 3.14.19, I think it is fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crikey. Good tip, though.
Yeah.
It's not something I would. I mean, I read about it last week, but I don't use anything with Selenium at the moment, so out of sight, out of mind. Plus, I think I don't know how often people update their tools, so I don't know. I wonder how many people are affected.
Right. It was quite some people, I would say, and so much so that Selenium itself updated their blogs, I guess.
Yeah.
So it must be something big, I would say.
Yeah, I think if you've not updated since April 2023, then you might be impacted. Mm-hmm. From just seeless people on the call hanging up and going,
Yeah, better go do some updates, folks. Crikey. But Ashutosh, well, thank you for bringing that to the audience's attention and to the listeners as well. Yeah, we should do more of that, actually. Maybe there's a way. And I know AJ, who's our trends lead, is doing a very good job at breaking information that's important to us as testing professionals as soon as it happens, or as close to as soon as it happens. So yeah, well, maybe we can find a way to quickly get that information from the community. And I know AJ, of course, you're on it because have your radar is everywhere.
I've got one ready to publish, but if you've got any quotes, Ashutosh, pop them in Slack and I'll include you. That'd be great.
Sorry, I did not get your last sentence.
There's actually a draft ready to be published on the actual topic. So if you have any quotes or anything you want to say about it, pop it in the hub, in the community hub.
Ah,
the club.
Okay. Got it.
The club it's called. And I'll quote you because anything like that I love. So
sure.
Thanks.
No worries. Yes. So moving on, I would add that, yes, on a personal front, I completed 1 year with my company, my workplace, just today, no, yesterday. So whoop whoop. It's quite different to work in a German traditional corporate from working in a startup. And it's quite different to report to a test lead, and which I was doing previously. But now I report to the head of IT. So it brings me a more wider view of the community, the company. And with it, it comes the responsibilities and other things that I can, you know, see the budget things and other things, which are not basically test things. But yes, it's part of your IT life. And with that, I would also say that I completed 10 years in IT from being a test intern. I guess the first few things I tested was the launch of 4G in MediaTek chips back in India in 2014. or was it 3G, I guess? Oh, I'm lost. Nevertheless, so yes, I started off as an intern checking the network logs for some chip makers in India, and then eventually moved on to different companies. But yes, maybe I'll post something like 10 lessons in 10 years of IT or something. Maybe, I don't know.
Ah, please do.
But yes. Yes, Simon.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations, first of all, on 1 year at your current workplace. Very cool. And yeah, 10 years in tech, 10 years in IT. Love it. And it's fascinating actually to hear you talk about like the differences of working in like more of a traditional corporate environment and then shifting to a startup or either way around. But I've definitely noticed, I think, the things that you shared in previous This Week in Testing and just conversations we had, whether it's over the club or just, you know, in person or just chatting. Your focus on being close to the business and therefore the customers and how important that is and how that has such a positive influence on your testing approach. I think it's come up a number of times. You're always talking about the customer, like who are the people that would be experiencing the thing that we are testing for, like thinking in terms of the risks to them and their experience. That's a nice reminder, I think, thinking back to the conversations you had as to why you're so close to the customer and what positive impact that has on testing.
Thanks, Simon, for the kind words. I would just close off my contributions for today by saying that to Isrin that, yeah, best of luck. In general, I generally approach interviews as such, trying to understand the roles and responsibilities and giving practical examples how I have improved it. For example, they want to improve something in particular in, let's say, backend or integration tests. If you have contributed in any way in those terms or in those fields in your previous organization or in your experience, giving those practical examples helps a lot. But nevertheless, best wishes. If I can help in any way, let me do, ping me up. But yes, since AJ was talking about trends and everything, I just realized I had put this topic before even in Week in Testing about salaries. I really would love to have a survey around this. We have a huge community. And what are the salaries? How are, you know, the trends been? Has it affected? Is it based on your experience, your titles, your place of work, you being remote or in person going, and you being from an offshore model working for a company, or you being a totally remote person, hire 100% for remote, things like this. I mean, would love to have some such kind of trends, specifically even for maybe for country wise, something like this. That's my name, I would say. Thanks for the
I don't know if it helps, but before I joined Ashutosh, Rosie was telling me it's something they're already working on, not to the detail that you've mentioned. The reason being is when you do country segmentation, and even brand or enterprise or size of company, you pretty much answered 50% of the trend results anyway. It is completely dependent on the circumstance of the company and of the individual. You also then have political factors, like gender and pay gap, all those kind of things. So it's a really, it's a big topic to cover. So it'd have to be about determining what level to publish at what time and for what reason. One of the things we're working on at the moment is doing trend analysis over time on people being open to work, for example. So it's stuff that everyone's interested in. It's a really great topic, but it's something that was started before I joined. So it's just building that database really at the moment.
That'll be really great to hear and see. But what one thing that triggers all for me to talk about salaries is that how everybody comes into the testing world, and the first thing as a fresher or as a person who is growing from a engineer to a senior role is that, is my future secure? How good are the salaries? Am I, or in general, people asking, am I being underpaid? So that is quite a trend in specifically the kind of work we do. So yes, it will be really helpful to have a, you know, if there are people setting out as developers that I am getting XYZ as a huge package and everything like that, and if testers are coming and saying that, yes, we are also getting paid at par, that is a booster to anyone reading about it.
Yeah, very important and big topic, just to amplify what AJ has shared already as well. But Shutos, thank you so much for joining us. It's been lovely to see you up on stage again, and we're very grateful for everything you shared today. I'm going to get some more folks up on stage who've been waiting patiently. So Divya Teja, let's get you up on stage.
Hello,
welcome.
How's, thank you so much. I think this is the second time I join here, myself Divya. So I'm very happy that to connect like this, because apart from this, nowadays, like since 4 years, we are working as a remote, like we are working in remote. Actually, we don't connect with many people, like we don't actually communicate with many people like when we go office. So this is a good platform to know the things actually. So here I want to say something first. Actually, people are thinking like when we say I'm a test engineer, then people are saying that, oh, you're doing testing is not a job, easy job, as I know. So we are not getting paid by like others. So, but actually without testing, no product is going out, right? This is for sure. So here my question is, so I may move to US soon. So like people are saying that on testing, we may not get job there. So what's your suggestion? And right now, actually, I'm in the role as business analyst. But as you know, as business analyst, we have to perform a few things like QA. So what's your suggestion here, actually, if I get my visa and if I travel to US, then is it easy to get job on testing side? This question, can anyone answer for this?
AJ, if I can ask just some questions, if that's okay, Divya. You mentioned about doing BA. Are you looking to get a job as a BA specifically or a tester? Because there's different companies that will look for really clear separation in that. Or are you looking for like more of a tech startup role, or whether or a role where you can do both together? What's like your North Star? What would be perfect for you?
Yeah, actually, but my most of the experience on testing only, but recently, I did not move, but actually I got the role as a business analyst. So every tester, definitely one find actually will become like a QA manager or a business analyst based on the domain knowledge. So I'm enough strong in banking and insurance domains. So basically I'm very strong in functional side. So like, what's your suggestion to get like a certified in any in any one of the things. Like, I haven't done my ISQTP certification yet because I didn't get time since I joined, because fully loaded work, actually, I haven't get time. But I have done some other certifications, like domain-related. So give some suggestion, like, to get on the platform if I go abroad. So you guys, I know that you guys are from, I can see you guys are from UK and Germany, I think.
Unfortunately, we have people in the community from all over the world. So my first piece of advice would be to ask in the club on MOT, because people who actually work in the country you're thinking about, or who are dealing with recruitment in that area, because we've got lots of recruiters in there, they can give you really good, solid advice. Going back to the original question, are you moving to the US definitely, or are you moving and then hoping to get a visa? I missed that part, sorry.
Sorry, I'm waiting for my visa, actually. Just things are, it's in progress. So if I get visa, then I have to move, right? Just people are saying that you won't get job, like with the testing or BA or something. But so, I'm strong enough, actually. Definitely, I'll get it.
Of course.
Based on situation, right now, some firing and all going on. But actually, the situation will not be same every day, right? Like one fine day, it will get settled down.
So you just clarify, you've not specified what type of visa you've got. Do you have a visitor visa or
no,
do you have a right to work visa?
H1.
Okay. So are you being sponsored by someone at the moment or is it independent?
No, it's like independent only.
Okay.
So from actually through the company, just not from my company. So definitely I think mm-hmm. I'll get my visa. So my question is, if I get visa, then actually is there any chance to get job there on testing or not, actually, or business analyst? So otherwise
yes.
We have to shine up before I go there. Actually, just people are saying that move to development side. See, being a 8.5 years, 9 years of experience, then actually how can I jump to the development side suddenly? It's not so easy, right?
Yeah. I'm going back to your comment on certification. Don't let that be a barrier to you looking for a role there, because not every company wants a certified tester. Certification only means certain things to certain types of testing or under certain brands or enterprise companies like banking, that type of thing. And even then, it's not always a tight stipulation and it can vary by state to state. Do you know what state you're going to? I think you're on mute, sorry.
No, I lost your last sentence actually.
Do you know what state you're going to in America? Because the laws are different in terms of governance with some companies.
Yeah, actually, I may go to Texas, I guess. I'm not sure exactly.
You're not sure? Okay. I mean, I would start with the club and try and get as much information from your employer to help
yeah,
you ask the
yeah,
right questions.
Yeah, that actually, I will get all the information in a week yeah. because actually we'll get the result, right? The approval and all. So that I'm waiting for that actually.
Yeah, I think the question casts a very wide net and to enable people to help you better. Having that
sure.
kind of information will give,
sure.
they'll be able
I'll
to send you.
I'll ping you separately if I get some clarity.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity.
That's okay. Just quickly, what I was trying to say was that if you have that kind of specific information, because of the way things work in America, if it is Texas, for example, then people in the community can send you links that will help you on like applying for visas specific to that state, on job searching,
yeah.
on recruiters, that kind of thing. So I know that you're excited and anxious, but getting that information for the community will really help you.
I'm not excited.
And whatever happens,
I'm not anxious at all because how I'm doing work, then I think I'm thinking that I'll do the same work there. So I'm not at all anxious actually to go abroad. But I haven't get an opportunity since many years. I think some luck, based on luck, my H1B got picked this year. So I'm just trying to shine my, like what I have knowledge and Selenium and all. I worked as Selenium for 2 years, but actually it's almost 8 years back. I lost my knowledge on that. I lost my grip. So just actually I want to know in which area I have to shine up, and actually based on my skills, just I want to know like on which area we are having openings in US. That's what actually I want to know. That's it. If anyone knows that, just just let me know.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. We encourage you to connect with Divya. See if you can share, if you are based in the US and you've got a sense of parts of the market there, then please do share with Divya. And yeah, we wish you all the best. And thank you for jumping up on stage and getting involved. It's good to see you, good to connect. But yeah, as to amplify AJ's advice as well, do jump on the club, club.ministryoftesting.com. And that goes to all of our listeners as well. There's a lot of good stuff there. You can ask all sorts of questions. And most likely you'll get a reply that can point you in a certain direction or get you thinking about things. So yeah, do go check it out. Just doing a quick time check. We've got roughly 10 or so minutes to go. So Manish, who joined us last week, wasn't able to. Oh, yeah. Take care, Divya.
Again, actually, since for how many days this meeting will happen like this? Actually, this is my second time, I think.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So this week in testing, we aim to do it most Fridays at the same time.
Fine.
I think we've got a week off in a few weeks' time just for the summer break here in the UK. But yeah, we're aiming for weekly. So yeah, please do join another session.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Wilson. Thank you, Simon.
No worries. Take care, Divya. Feel free to stick around on stage. So Manish, thank you for waiting patiently. You didn't quite make it on stage last week, which I felt bad about, but good on you for letting other folks jumping on. But we're going to bring you up on stage today. It's so important we get you up on here, Manish. So welcome. How are you doing, Manish? How's your week in testing been?
Hey, guys. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. Okay, by the way, happy Friday, everybody. And then hi, Simon. Hi, AJ. Hi, Ashutosh. It's been a long time, man. Hi, Isren. So my week in testing has been good. I mean, a couple of weeks, I gave up the information. Like, I was on the same meetup, and then I told that my manager got laid off. But as they say, things has to move on. So we moved on, and then... this week has been really good, where we did accomplish some. We had a very big release, and then that went really good. Everybody was happy. So that's one thing on the good side. And then just to add to the information. So Divya, I live in the US, so I'm based out of Chicago. So feel free to reach out. I've been here for a good 10 years now. So feel free to reach out if you have got any questions. So I'll be more than happy to help you out. Any information that you need, be it Texas or any other state information.
Came back on stage again just to say that you can connect with Manish.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
To Divya, actually.
So, just on that note, Isren, best of luck for today. And so I just wanted to add a couple of things when we were talking about the kind of questions that you can ask in an interview. So that, I mean, I from time to time, I give interviews, not that I'm in the job market, but just to refresh my skills and see what kind of questions are being asked. So this has been a habit of mine for a very long time, where I keep giving interviews. So one thing I have seen peak interviewers' interest is, like, at the end of the interview, I kind of ask them a question saying, okay, like I put it more in the way where I ask them, like, do you have any hesitations in moving forward with my application, right? So after the interview, everything is done. So I basically ask them this question that, okay, do you have any hesitations or do you need any clarifications from me so that you can proceed ahead with my application? So that's one question I always ask them, and then I always get a very good response from them. A couple of other things I do in my interviews is I go back to the basics, as in, say, if you were to compare between Selenium to Cypress. So people, they talk about Cypress, but they don't go into the basics of it, like what makes Cypress different from Selenium. So if you can talk to that detail, so that will give them a better understanding or a good impression that, like, you know your basics and you know your stuff well. I mean, you can go talk about all the different methods that Cypress does, but then under the hood, how they work, if you can explain them in a few sentences, then that'll give that'll set you apart for sure. So that's what I've seen. I just wanted to add these things so that I mean, I wish you all the best, Isren. I know interviews are hard to come, and then I don't want anybody to be missing any opportunities that come their way. So I thought I'll add my two cents there.
Thank you so much for sharing, Manish. Great questions. And I love the fact that you jump into getting interviewed in situations where perhaps you're not looking to move as well. I like that way of keeping yourself sharp and also getting a sense of, you know, what are hiring managers asking these days. That's mm-hmm. a really cool technique. Makes me think, AJ, perhaps we as Ministry of Testing, along with the community, could probably put out a club post that's like, what are good questions to ask your interviewer? You know, what have you found helpful? And mm-hmm. we could collate a list of those questions from the community and then publish that as an article. Maybe that would be a useful thing that people could use as a bit of an oracle or a heuristic for interview question ideas.
Yeah, that's a great idea, especially for different levels of Cypress testing. I don't know if it helps for anyone listening that's interested in Cypress or any testing tool, to be fair. I always ask when I'm interviewing people what knowledge they have about future improvements with that tool.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shows me that they're proactive and that they're looking for improvements of or ways of improving some of the features that they're using. And they can ask questions about that. So they can say, oh, this new feature is in beta. Are you using it at the moment? When people ask stuff like that, it gives them an edge over other people because it means they actually... They're not just taking a box and using the tool they've been told to. They actually do know what they're talking about. The same is what Manish mentioned. Not just understanding the differences between Selenium and Cypress, but having your own opinion about what's good and bad. So like Selenium's a lot more cumbersome to set up, that kind of thing. Like having opinions, mm-hmm. not just regurgitating what other people have said, is also important.
Just to add to it, I just remember one more question I asked one of the interviewers. The technical interviewers did this very recently, probably a few weeks ago. I asked them, like, what are the pain points that they have in their team currently, and then how can I add value to their team, right? So understanding their product or their process or the pain points even before gives you an idea on how and what you can contribute to them. So that will give them, when you talk about in terms of contributions and what you can bring to the table from their pain points. So that will give you an extra edge, as AJ was mentioning, that like it's all about having that extra edge as as a candidate. Like, how do you differentiate yourself from others?
Wonderful advice, Manish. Thank you so much for sharing that. And hopefully, Isren, that's given you a little bit more to get you in the mood for your interview later on today. So we do wish you the best of luck with that.
Thank you, everyone. I feel the center of the whole meeting for today. I enjoyed the contribution from AJ, from Manish, and Simon. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Hey, this is what the community is about, right? Everyone is the center of the community, and that's how it works. We're here to help each other. That's what it comes down to. We're here to help people move forward in their careers. And off the back of that, we can move our craft forward. And the only way we can do that is by supporting each other. So yeah, it goes without saying, Isren. That's what the community is all about. But yeah, thank you for calling it out. Yeah, it's cool that you feel you've been the center 100%. That's so cool. Well, folks, we are probably getting to that time where we should wrap up today. So let's tell you a few more things just before we do that. A couple of other things we've got going on at Ministry of Testing. So we have what's called a continuous call for contributions. So maybe you have something to share with the community that you're kind of unsure how to do it. Now, of course, coming up on stage during This Week in Testing is a great way to do that, but there are many other ways as well. You could write an article for Ministry of Testing. You could join article writers who are putting together trends articles and get to work with AJ. You could also speak at a number of our different events that we host, such as the Testing Planet, or we could recommend you to a meetup across the globe somewhere, or perhaps get the chance to support our in-person conference called Test Bash. You could be an ambassador, you could be a workshop facilitator, or someone who speaks at that conference. There's many, many ways. We've also got a fairly new initiative where we encourage people to record a video. It could be about a tool, it could be about a specific topic. And it's just a 4 minutes and 4 second long video. So it's called a 404 in honor of the wonderful HTTP status that we're all very familiar with. So a 404 video. So yeah, we're looking for folks to get involved, right? We got a simple way for you to put yourself forward. You head over to ministryoftesting.com/contribute, pick some of the things that you feel like, oh yeah, I could do that type of video, or I could write an article, or I could maybe speak at a meetup. Give us a rough idea of what it is that you'd like to do. Submit that, and then every Monday, to give you a bit of behind the scenes, every Monday afternoon, myself and the rest of the team, we get together and we review all of these ideas that are coming through. And we aim to get back to folks as soon as we can to share feedback and say, hey, you know, that's a great idea. Let's build on it. Let's find an opportunity for you. Or we, you know, encourage people to refine things if perhaps something isn't so clear. So yeah, continuous call for contributions. It is live, it is ongoing, and we aim to give feedback to folks so they don't have to wait so long to find opportunities to contribute to the community. So do go check that out. One final thing to mention is our unlimited membership offer that we have right now. So we have a lot going on at Ministry Testing, as some of you might be aware, and our goal is to make it much easier for you to access everything we do. So we've seen how much of a stumbling block it can be to get sign off for budgets. You know, it can be hard to do that, right? So to address this, we've packaged everything up into one annual, much reduced price and unlimited membership. So what do we mean by everything? So with an unlimited membership, you get to attend any test bash, you unlock all testing trends, you get to access our on-demand courses, and we've got 3 new courses coming soon. You unlock our entire archive of talks and content. You can get certified with any of our 3 test automation certification courses. You also get first access and get certified with our new software testing essentials certification. Keep a lookout for that one. That is taking shape and it's awesome. And then any certification, event, or test bash we launch in the future, you will get access to it. So it's about £3,000 worth of value there for less than £1,499 plus tax a year. So do consider going unlimited. Head over to ministryoftesting.com/membership and find out more information. Okay, folks, we are going to wrap up for today. So once again, to you, the listener, we are so grateful that you've joined us. We do hope that these sessions are helpful. I know as a community, this is wonderful that we get to connect every week in this format. Super grateful for everyone who has been up on stage today. Absolutely love the things you've had to share and the conversation we've had. So please do enjoy the rest of your day, wherever you may be, and we will speak to you soon. Bye for now.